1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, your name is Don?
Yes, sir.
Don, tell me about the what you call the extended family of shuttle victims that you are a member of.
We are people who have been ignored by the government. We were ignored by President Bush at the memorial. We are part of the shuttle family, the extended family of the shuttle victims. And
how are you related to the tragedy?
I live in Newberry Park, California, and I was one of the first to discover some tiles from the shuttle. And I also found some charred insulation. And I remember the day, it was Saturday last weekend, and I remember, oh my God, I'm now...
I understand.
I'm now a part of the shuttle exploding and crashing. I'm now a member of that crew. And I went home with just the two pieces of debris I had. I had the tiles, and I had the insulation. And I just fell into my wife's arms, and I remember crying, and I remember telling her, I'm afraid, and I'm just afraid. And she said, why? And I said, because.
Are you going to be all right, sir?
I said, because of the trauma, the explosion. She said, but you weren't on board the ship. And I said to her, and I felt my blood rising. I looked at her, and this was my wife who said this to me. And I said, I can't believe you said that. I'm a victim of this disaster, too. And you have been victimized, too.
Was it traumatic to find that you say you found a piece of charred insulation?
I found a tile and a charred insulation. Yes, sir.
So the government's compensating the families of the astronauts. Are you asking for compensation as well? Sir?
Yes, we are, Phil. We are not going to be ignored the way they ignored the Gulf War veterans. We're not going to be ignored the way they ignored the Vietnam vets. Those of us who had debris fall in our yard have petitioned the United States government through NASA and the Department of Health and Human Services as members of the shuttle crew.
But you weren't on the shuttle.
No, sir. But we are backup crew members, for want of a better description. We did not ask to be on this mission. That's the difference between us and the shuttle crew members. We didn't ask. And that's what makes us different from the shuttle crew. We didn't ask. I was made a part of the shuttle crew by the debris falling in my yard.
Because you found this, and this was in your yard?
One piece of tile was on my driveway, and one was on my front lawn, you know.
All right. You are emotionally attached to this, I can tell, and you are feeling... What makes you emotional? The fact that you found the debris or the fact that the government's ignoring you?
I think it's just the trauma of it. The fact that during the memorial, not one of us was mentioned. I know there were many backup crew around the country who found debris, but the president could have mentioned at least a couple of us, and he didn't. And so the immediate shuttle families, you knew who they were. They were there. They got to hog all the glory. I'll tell you, there's one thing I can't stand. In all of the trials and tribulations I've had in this world, in all the things that I've tried to do with my life, there's one thing I cannot stomach, that I cannot abide being around. It's a glory hog. And while the American people don't know what the backup shuttle crew did, you got the other shuttle families at the memorial hogging all the glory.
So you want money the same way the shuttle crew family members are getting money from the astronauts fund?
Yes.
Okay.
And I shouldn't even have to be on your show asking for it.
All right, we have on our Don Parsley. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. He and many people around the country found debris. And in finding that debris from the shuttle, it was traumatic. Yes, sir?
I would say so, yes, sir. I mean, you can ask my wife. I walked into the house and I fell into her arms. I was crying.
All right, and because you found a charred piece of insulation?
I found, yeah, some insulation and a couple of bolts.
Okay, and you feel you're entitled to...
It's the trauma of finding it. That's what I'm saying, the trauma of finding it.
What do you say to people that don't believe you were part of the crew just because you found debris, and therefore you're not entitled to the money? What would you say to those people?
Well, I tell them you should have been there the day a friend of mine, I tell them a story about Bill Natterly. Bill Natterly found a piece of hose that we believed was from the shuttle, and I will never forget seeing Bill. He broke down. He wept. We both wept. Minutes before, we had seen the shuttle explode, and now we find a piece of hose. And I remember just holding him as he convulsed. He was sort of shaking in my arms, and we just held each other until the ambulance finally arrived. And it turns out that Bill had a heart attack. He was taken to the cardiac ward at Trellis. So you tell me. You know.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. As we talk to a man who claims to be one of the forgotten members of the shuttle crew, his name is Don Parsley. He lives in Newberry Park, California. And as we're finding, a lot of debris from the shuttle was found in Northern California, Southern California, across the breadth of the country. So did you give this piece of debris back to NASA?
The hose that we found?
The hose that you found, yeah.
At the time, sir, no, I did not.
Why not?
At the time, sir, we ascertained that it was actually, the hose that we found was from his truck. He has a Dodge Durango, and it was at that time from the truck. But the point is that the man has suffered as much, if not more than anyone, related to the crew, and that's why we call ourselves the forgotten crew members. All of us who found debris, all of us who took debris, and I didn't know also, and I want to say something right now because I think it's unfair. I went to eBay only to see how much I might be able to make for it. Now, I was not going to sell it on eBay. No, hold on. I was not going to sell it on eBay. I wanted to see how much it was worth, and I don't think that's a crime. I don't think that's against the law.
You know the federal government wants people to turn those things in.
I understand that, and I did. But I was in shock because as a forgotten member of the crew, I wanted to go to eBay and see if I could compensate myself that way because I knew the government was not going to give me anything. Now, all the shuttle family members, they get to have money. All of the crew member families, they get to have money. And they get to hog all the glory. And that's fine. But if they're going to be glory hogs, why can't we have some compensation, too? Now,
But the hose that your friend Bill Natterly, and I got his name here from AP, was actually from a Dodge Durango truck.
It was, but his reaction was as if he had found debris, and he had a heart attack.
Is he all right?
Yes, he is, and I thank God for that. But the backup crew, we've been forgotten. We want compensation like the astronauts' families. If we don't get it, I can promise you I will do everything in my power to see to it that no more shuttles go into outer space.
So you are serious, sir, about shutting down the space program?
We want the government to take care of the people who put their lives on the line for outer space.
But, sir, you didn't put your life on the line. You were...
I'm not saying that I did, but in finding the debris, you have a connection to the shuttle that exploded. And I had...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Buffy, go ahead. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I just wanted to respond to this gentleman that's on the air. As all of us that witness an accident are entitled to compensation, that's ridiculous. If I'm on the freeway and I see somebody wreck and his car catch on fire and I see him burn to death, I'm entitled to compensation because I'm traumatized, because I'm what, part of his crew?
No, ma'am. Yeah, you misunderstand me. I found debris in my yard. I found some of the shuttle.
He found shuttle debris where, in your front yard?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, and I saw somebody drive down my street and hit a parked car in front of my house, and I have had bumper and part of his car in my front yard. So I'm entitled to money because of this? That's ridiculous.
No, you're not.
This is America, and you know what? Accidents are going to happen.
No, ma'am, you're not.
We're all going to have to deal with these accidents.
You're not entitled to
money.
You
are not backup crew. That is completely ridiculous.
We are backup crew because the shuttle obviously is much more significant than some car parked in front of your house that somebody left.
Sir, you did not sign up for this mission. You were not on this shuttle. You are not backup crew. you happened to be there when some debris fell in your yard, and that is very sad. It is, and it is a very traumatic experience.
Yes,
I understand.
Well, yes, see, there you go.
But it seems to me that you're really looking for your 15 minutes of fame and some kind of handout from the government just because you happen to get a piece of debris in your yard. That's ridiculous.
What do you say about that, Don? Because that's a good argument.
I would say that I wish you'd been there the day that Bill Natterly had a heart attack. It was.
So you found this charred insulation, and you had what, like a nervous breakdown?
I just remember thinking, I have found. I'm part of this crew. It's like I blew up with them.
I'm sorry, okay. Sir. You are still here, and they are not. And you did not sign up for this mission, so no, you did not blow up with them.
Technically, you're right. But are you trying to compare a piece of charred insulation?
I'm trying to milk the government for money that they don't owe you. That is ridiculous.
I think you're going to have to answer that query, Don. People, it sounds like you're trying to get money out of the government.
Okay. Would you accuse the Shuttle families of trying to milk the government?
No, because their loved ones signed up for this mission, and their loved ones died on this mission.
That's right, but...
They deserve our taxpayer money, but I will be damned if a penny of my taxpayer money goes to you! This is ridiculous.
The other side that you're not looking at is the families. Yes, they. You're right. Their family did die. But they get the glory. They're hogging glory, and nobody knows about me.
You know why they're hogging glory? You know why? Because they went through all the schooling and all the training and everything that they had to endure to become astronauts.
Yes.
And to go out there in outer space and try to make better for mankind. And what have you done? You're sitting at your house, and a piece of shuttle falls on your property, so you're entitled to money? No, sir. They worked for it. They're entitled to it.
Ma'am, I think they're being glory hogs, and I think all we're asking for is just a little piece of...
Sir, I think you're being a glory hog. Irritated because your name was not brought up, that some piece of shuttle fell on your land, and
okay.
You wanted your name in the headlights.
Can I ask a question then, Mr. Henry?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What gives the government the right to explode a shuttle, and then it fell on my property, and it could have killed me, it could have killed my baby daughter?
Excuse me, the government did not explode this shuttle. It was an accident, and accidents happen. It was not an intended act. That is different,
Okay, but what if the piece that fell on me or anything? See?
If it was an intended act, that is different.
Look at
it,
man.
It was an accident. That's why
it was an accident. Yeah. You, what, are you going to sue the government now for compensation because the shuttle debris fell on your property and could have hit you?
Oh, so I'm just supposed to do nothing? No.
You're supposed to be thankful that you're alive and you're not up there in space. And ended up with the
dear,
other people that really risked their lives, not like you did.
Ma'am,
you promised your life, sir.
A very dear friend of mine hooked up to a heart monitor right now because of that Durango hose that was confused for a shuttle hose, and he's hooked up to a heart monitor.
Okay,
what about
he
him?
Has a completely different case,
what
sir.
What about him? What
and
about
he
him?
Wants to go to the government and get his medical bills, you know, compensated for because he did have a heart attack because of this situation, then that's a completely different thing,
well,
sir.
Well, wait a minute. This guy
nothing
had a heart attack
you.
Because he thought a Dodge Durango hose was a piece of the shuttle.
That's
oh,
not,
it was a Dodge Durango hose?
Yeah, it wasn't even a piece of the shuttle. It was a piece of it was a hose from a radiator from a Dodge truck.
That doesn't make any difference. He thought it was. And everybody was afraid.
I can think a whole bunch of things and sue the government for them then, and I'm entitled to all this money. That's ridiculous, sir.
Well,
he
didn't know about the hose not being on the shuttle. And he,
I'm not going to give any guy money because he thought a Dodge Durango radiator hose came from the shuttle and therefore had a heart attack.
Heck no.
Okay. All right. Then tell that to the GIs coming back from the Gulf who don't get any compensation.
Well, I don't know how that...
All right. They work for the government.
Yes. Buffy, thank you for your call.
Okay.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This man had a piece of space shuttle fall in his yard. He says he could have been killed, his family members could have been killed, and he is calling himself, along with everybody else who picked up pieces of space shuttle debris, the forgotten members of the shuttle crew. They want compensation because of the trauma of having space shuttle debris fall in their yard. As well as they wanted to be mentioned by President Bush at the memorial, and they weren't. 1-800-449-8686. What do you think? Should we at least compensate people who had debris fall in their yard? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Car dealers in our next life.
Because of the depreciation of my home.
All right. I'm with Don Parsley. Don Parsley is a homeowner from Newberry Park, California. Some of the space the shuttle debris fell in his yard. He was traumatized emotionally, and he calls himself, along with other people that found shuttle debris, the backup crew. You guys, you are taking exception to the fact that President Bush did not mention you at the memorial?
No, he did not, but he gave all the glory to the families, and we have labeled that glory hog. And we think Glory Hog is wrong. All we're asking for, Phil, is if the astronaut fund, which is going to be paid out to the families, also should be paid out to our families, because we do consider ourselves backup crew. And at the rate, for instance, it could take care of my mortgage, because my home will now depreciate on account of the burn marks that the debris left.
Sir, you're saying your home's going to depreciate because the shuttle debris left burn marks? Where?
It was on my front lawn, also part of the I've got a shingle roof, part of that, and my home will depreciate. I have been emotionally traumatized, and no one believes me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Maria, go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, hello? Maria. Hi, how are you?
Fine. My name is Maria, and I think we shouldn't have people like this, you know, like this guy in this country. It worries me. This guy is insane. You know, we have lost 7 precious lives, PhD up there in the shuttle, and we have this vegetable talking on the radio. For God's sake, why should we give him money?
You call me a vegetable?
Yes, that's what you are, sir. You know why? People like you are one here that for any little reason wants to sue someone and try to make some money. Why don't you find yourself a job, a decent one? If it's the one you have does not pay you enough, find another job
you
and make
what?
Money the
I
right way.
Made money.
Not the way you want to. You're not a crew member. You're not part of the family members. How can you talk like that? Who are you trying to fool here, sir?
Because I found a piece, and the godfather to my children, Bill Natterly, could die because of a Durango hose.
Listen, sir. You know what? Those are just the speculations on your brain. You know, it really worries me that we have citizens like you in this country. I would not want to be your next door neighbor. You are totally insane.
Why am
you should
I insane?
Be in a mental health treater for psychological problems.
Why should I
That's
be?
That's where you should be.
Oh, are you kidding me? I found a piece of space debris.
So what? A piece of debris? So what?
That
Who are you?
A
You're not a damn crew member. Have you been abducted by an ET? What the hell is wrong with your brain?
That makes me a member of the crew.
That
doesn't make you a member of the crew.
You're not a member of the family members either.
You're not a member of the crew.
Why should President Bush say your name on the TV? Why should he?
Because I was traumatized by finding that piece of tile.
Guy, you really get traumatized really easy. What about if you find someone, your wife having an affair with another man? Will you be so traumatized? No, you won't. You know why? Because there's no money involved. You're just trying to make some money the easy way. Don't give me that piece of crap that you're traumatized because you found a piece of debris. We were all traumatized a week ago when that happened. We all cried because we all
have no debris in your yard.
But we're not thinking about what you are.
You didn't have no debris in your yard, though, so how can you say you're traumatized?
Listen, sir, you know what? If I had the same problem you had, I will call the federal government and return it to them so they could go ahead with the investigation. Not go with a show that you've been putting on.
Right.
That's just a freaking show.
All right, Maria, thanks. 1-800-449-8686. Don Parsley found shuttle debris at his yard. He wants compensation because he feels he's now a member of the shuttle crew, too. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Extremism. Show 1-800-449-8686.
We have a gentleman on the line here on the Phil Henry Show, Mr. Don Parsley of Newbury Park, California. A piece of shuttle debris fell in his yard. He feels that he's entitled to compensation from NASA because the trauma that he went through, he thinks, was similar to being a member of the crew. And on top of that, he could have been hit by the debris, and therefore, you're just asking for money, sir, aren't you?
I'm sorry?
You're just asking for money, sir, aren't you?
No, sir, I'm not. I want recognition from the president as a crew member.
You just want money, sir, don't you?
No, sir, I don't. I don't want... How come they get to be glory hogs?
Huh? You know, calling the shuttle family members glory hogs, I bet you they would give up all the glory in the world if they could have their family member back. I bet you they would give up every single bit of limelight that they will ever have from today forward if they could be with their family member today.
Well, then how come they're hogging the glory?
They're not hogging glory. It was reluctantly thrust upon them. Here is Susan. Hi, Susan. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes.
There's a few comments I'd like to make, a few points I'd like to make. That is,
and
first off, call the family's glory hogs is absolutely ridiculous because, as a parallel, we can look at 9/11 and look at all the parents that were lost to their children and all the people that were lost to family members. Do we call their survivors glory hogs? No.
Well,
Do we try to capitalize on the money? No.
A lot of them were hogging the glory.
It is your God-given American duty as an American citizen not to try to capitalize on debris from such a horrific incident as the explosion of the shuttle. And, sir, you are also impeding an investigation when you sit there and hold that item or put it on eBay in attempts to get your equity for your home out of it. You, sir, are in violation of the law, federal law.
Exactly.
By sitting there and telling people, I'm going to put this on eBay. I just want to see what it's worth.
Let me ask you something.
I should earn some money.
How do you know it's shuttle debris?
What?
How do you know it's shuttle debris?
Huh, you kidding? I mean, it was... It's in my front
lawn. Like the Dodge Durango hose? Sir,
yeah.
I work in the aircraft field. I know how investigations go. Every piece, every object that is even of a suspect of a crash or an accident such as this is a vital piece of material they need to research to find out what caused this,
ma'am,
and to find out and prevent it from happening again.
Okay, let me
by
ask you this.
Holding on to that item, you are sitting there and you are using your citizenship as a capitalization for more money.
Ma'am, let me ask you a question then. I've got a 25-year amortization on my home, and I'd like to shave some years off of that. That money will
get
help
a second job.
That money
get,
will help
get
me
a
do
second
it.
Job. Sir, rates are down. Refinance. Put money down and refinance.
Wait a minute. You're trying to...
You've got an American duty to this country to help and improve, not to detain and impede a federal investigation. Sir, by all legal rights, you yourself are not a person to be call yourself a backup crew. You are
I'm
a criminal, and you are not a backup crew, sir.
Yes, I am.
You
yes,
are
am.
Not.
Yes.
You are a self-glorified, money-seeking person that doesn't even... should not even be granted worthiness of this radio station airtime.
I'm on the
and
crew.
You're not on the crew. You are a self-glorified publicist trying to seek dollars.
I want to know what this thing looks like.
Terrific item.
What does this thing look like? What does it look like?
What?
The debris.
It's a square tile.
It's a square tile. Well, how do you know it's off of the shuttle?
Okay, it's a square tile. And it has some grout on the back of it. It's burned. It came down.
You haven't even had a government person look at this. It could be, for all I know, some stuff that fell off a car or something. Did anybody from NASA look at it?
I can tell you, I got on the internet, I talked, I got into some chat rooms. Everybody has assured me it is shuttle debris.
You were in some chat rooms?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
okay,
brother.
So you're trying to seek monetary funds off something that is such a horrific... He's a clue, a link to what could have possibly gone wrong here, and you're holding on to it for your own
effort, sure
your own money.
I'm pretty sure it's part of the shuttle.
All right, Susan, thanks. Thank you, Susan, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. David, go ahead.
You know, if you're one of the backup crew, buddy, our space program is in serious trouble. Because let me tell you something.
It was in serious trouble before I became on the crew.
You deserve compensation about like I deserve anything. And let me tell you, you know, it's ridiculous that a human being like you would stoop so stinking low, okay, to try to suck our government dry. You know, that's what's wrong with everything around here is people like you. You're a freaking moron, man. You're just so full of crap you stink, you know?
Wait a minute. I found the shuttle debris. I cried.
As far as we know, that's a piece of burnt tile from a kitchen somewhere out of a house. We don't know if that's off that shuttle.
What about
you? You cried, boo-hoo, while I'm crying, too, for
I
you.
I cried.
Know?
I
it's
cried.
Ridiculous.
Everybody cried. Everyone cried.
No, but I cried when I saw the tile. Everyone cried when they saw the shuttle blow up. I cried when I saw the tile.
Well, okay.
All right.
So you deserve compensation because you shed a few tears? Hey, I cried on a little house in the prairie last week. Does that mean that Hollywood owes me money?
No, sir, but there's a stamp that says hydrogen dioxide on the back of the tile. That is a shuttle tile.
What does it say?
Well, it says HD. And that's hydrogen dioxide.
You know what HD stands for?
What?
Home Depot.
All right, you know something, sir, and I want you to hear me loud and clear. You and this gentleman can go straight to hell.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. He just hung up on me.
Yep, that's good. He didn't need to be on the radio anyway. He's a freaking moron.
True. Thank you. Home Depot. Of all the wasted time, hours and hours and hours of airtime. You hung up on me, sir. Why should I have you back on?
I just want to say...
What?
I used a little turpentine to clean off a corner of the tile, and I find it has some yellow flowers on it. Now, isn't that from the shuttle?
That's right. They've got tiles on the shuttle with little yellow flowers. That's out of somebody's bathroom, man. That's out of someone's bathroom. That's a paving tile from someone's backyard.
Bull crap. Because I'll tell you...
Why do I say bullcrap?
Don't they have a bathroom in the shuttle? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Thank you.
That's right. They got a bathroom in the shuttle with tiles with little yellow flowers. And I bet you they got one of them little blue cakes that they put in the toilet tank, too.
And seat covers?
Yeah, seat covers. Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen.